are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. We actually have some Yankees news to talk about, thanks to free agency starting, people declining options, picking up options, qualifying offers being sent out, qualifying offers not being sent out. There's a lot. So I'm glad about that, and we'll talk about that. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast, Locked On Yankees. I don't know about you all, but I am tired today, and I think it's probably because of the clocks being set back this weekend. But woo, it is almost 2 o'clock Eastern on Monday afternoon as I record this. I could barely get out of bed. I'm yawning every 5 seconds, so while I'm recording this, I have to stop, because if I feel a yawn coming, I don't want you guys to have to listen to that. I don't know what is going on. But there is a lot of Yankees news to talk about, so let's get into it. Let's run through the list of everything that's happened in the last few days, and then we'll go through it. So, the Yankees extended a qualifying offer to DJ LeMahieu. Tommy Canley declined an outright assignment and elects free agency. He's recovering from Tommy John surgery, so this move isn't that surprising. The Yankees declined Jay Happ's option. Zach Britton will be staying until 2022, so he decided to, he announced it funny, too. He tweeted out an emoji of the Statue of Liberty, like a Liberty head, so people kind of knew what was going on, and then the Yankees announced that he was coming back. They declined Brett Gardner's option, because he had an option for this season coming up, so he's a free agent. I don't see Gardner going away. I think the Yankees are going to sign him on a different deal, because I said this on last week's show. I think the Yankees realize that Brett Gardner is a fan favorite. He's been a lifetime Yankee. He's been with them since 08. He won a World Series with them. He's their leader in the clubhouse. And just in case 2021 isn't as messed up as 2020, I think the Yankees would like for Brett Gardner to go out while fans are in the stands, because it would be kind of a bummer if Gardner's last season as a Yankee was during this year when fans couldn't watch him play. But this also brings up the problem I mentioned last week. If you didn't listen, I was talking about the fact that because Brett Gardner exists, this screws with Clint Frazier's playing time. It's clear that Clint Frazier, when he gets playing time, does very well. He proved it this season, and I'm afraid Aaron Boone is going to screw this up somehow and make it where Gardner's the regular and Frazier is riding the pine, even though it should be the other way. We'll see what happens, but that's my fear. Let me just say, for the record, I love Brett Gardner, but his time has passed as a regular, and he should be platooning, and he shouldn't be playing as much, and Clint Frazier should be. So as I said, the Yankees exercised an option that'll keep Zach Britton in the bullpen through 2022. And as I said, they declined options on Gardner. They also declined Jay Happ's option. That's not surprising. So Britton, this is according to MLB.com. Britton, who will turn 33 in December, had a unique clause in his contract that required the Yankees to pick up a $14 million option for 2022. Had they not, the sinker baller could have elected free agency, foregoing his $13 million salary for 2021. And Britton, as I said, tweeted out the Statue of Liberty, or at least like her head, so people knew what was going on. I like this move. I like Britton. And it's important to keep that key cog in the bullpen. So Gardner's option was $10 million. And they paid a $2.5 million buyout. So Gardner last season, well, this season, the one that just passed, batted .223, .354, .392 with 5 home runs and 15 ribbies in 49 games. Now, because he played well in September, he started in 5 of the Yankees' 7 postseason games, which I mentioned earlier was a problem. Even though he did okay in some of them, I still feel that Clint Frazier should have probably started in his place. He definitely should have pinch hit in certain spots. Let's not get back into that because I can go off on how the Yankees lost to Tampa for 3 episodes straight, so I won't do it. So again, it's possible that the Yankees could bring Gardner back just on a cheaper deal. If you want a prediction from me, that's what I see happening. I don't see Gardner going anywhere else. So the Yankees declined Jay Happ's $17 million club option for 2021. That was announced on Friday. So Happ is now a free agent after a season in which he posted a 3.47 ERA with 42 strikeouts in over 49 innings of work that spanned 9 starts. His option would have vested if he had made 10 starts or thrown 60 innings this past season. And as we saw from this past season, Jay Happ believed the Yankees were keeping him from having that option vested. So it's probably a good thing that the Yankees and Happ have parted ways. There was some consternation there. I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. Happ and the Yankees just butted heads all the time, it seemed. And this was especially apparent during the division series with Tampa when they insisted on bringing him into a game in the second inning when they know he doesn't like doing that. So it's good for the Yankees, it's good for Happ, and now they have to find more pitching. In a moment, we'll talk about more Yankee news, including DJ LeMahieu being extended a qualifying offer. But first, it's time for me to tell you all just how much I love Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They're covered in 100% chocolate, they're soft and easy to chew, and they're so good. I'm not making this up. I love Built Bar. I really do. They come in 18 amazing flavors. Some of my favorites are coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, mint brownie. Even toffee almond is really good. And then they have new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. Just imagine all of those flavors I just mentioned covered in 100% chocolate. They're so good. They're great for the keto diet. They're good if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in something really delicious. And right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com and you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. So it could be your first order, could be your 10th order, or it could be me, could be your 20th order. Anyway, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. So the Yankees extended a qualifying offer to DJ LeMahieu, which ensures that they will receive draft compensation if he leaves via free agency. LeMahieu has until November 11th to decide if he will accept or decline the offer. All qualifying offers are 1 year, $18.9 million. He's expected to reject it because he's seeking a multi-year contract in free agency, which good for him because he deserves it. He earned $24 million over his last 2 years with the Yankees. In 50 games in 2020, he led the majors with a .364 batting average. He led the American League in on-base percentage with .421, OPS with 1.011, good lord, and his OPS plus was 177. Yeah, DJ LeMahieu is a good hitter, and I would like for the Yankees to bring him back. He said in September, "I want to stay here. I've said that a few times. I thought I was going to stay in Colorado and I didn't. I'm hoping to be back here. You just never know how it goes." Brian, Hal, I know you're both not listening to this, but please re-sign this man. Thank you. I've said it many times and I'll say it again. DJ LeMahieu was such a pleasant surprise. When he came over, people weren't sure what to expect. I mean, they knew about him from his playing days in Colorado, but no one knew what to expect of him coming over from Colorado to the Yankees. And he exceeded expectations because they weren't that high to begin with. Because, again, people just weren't sure. And some people were angry that the Yankees signed him and didn't sign Manny Machado. And there was a whole bunch of stuff going on. Plus, when DJ LeMahieu came over, Brian Cashman envisioned him coming over as a platoon guy. And if I'm not mistaken, Cashman had to be talked into bringing him over. So I'm sure Cashman feels like a bit of a dum-dum right now because of how well DJ LeMahieu has done. So again, Brian, Hal, re-sign the man. It was announced on Saturday that Tommy Kahnle has elected free agency in lieu of an outright assignment to the minors. Kahnle is 31 and is expected to miss most or all of next season after undergoing Tommy John surgery this past August. If you recall, Kahnle came over in July of 2017 when the White Sox traded him with D-Rob and Todd Frazier for Tyler Clippard and three minor league players. Kahnle was initially drafted by the Yankees 10 years ago. He was selected by the Rockies in 2013 during the Rule 5 draft. Then he was dealt to the White Sox 2 years later, and then he eventually came back to the Yankees. He has a career 3.82 ERA with an 11.2 strikeouts per nine innings mark in 277 and two-third innings. Giancarlo Stanton is keeping the remaining $218 million and seven guaranteed years in his contract rather than opting out. What's odd about this was released yesterday by the Associated Press, but the story about it isn't on Yankees.com. It's on ESPN, it's on Sports Illustrated, it's on all of the national sites, but it wasn't on Yankees.com. I found that kind of odd. Anyway, as we all know, Stanton's last two seasons have been decimated by injuries, but he did really well in the playoffs. If it wasn't for him, the Yankees wouldn't have made it as far. Okay, that's not really true, but it felt that way. You know, I mean, the man was hitting home runs nightly, as if it were an easy thing to do. Here is how that crazy contract breaks down. So, Stanton is due $29 million in each of the next two seasons. Then he gets $32 million annually from 2023 through 2025, $29 million in 2026, and $25 million in 2027. And the deal includes a $25 million club option for 2028 with a $10 million buyout. Good God, that's a lot of money. So apparently, as part of the terms of the trade between the Yankees and the Marlins when Stanton came over, because he did not opt out, the Marlins will send the Yankees $30 million to offset part of what remains in his contract. So $5 million each on July 1st and October 1st in 2026, 2027, and 2028. That's a lot of money. Now, there's one person I have not mentioned this entire episode, and that is Masahiro Tanaka. He was not extended a qualifying offer. He turned 32 on Sunday. And Brian Cashman said about Tanaka, "He's been fantastic every step of the way. We're really proud of what Masahiro Tanaka has accomplished thus far as being a Yankee. No one can promise the future and how it's going to transpire, but he's been very special since he's been here. We consider him a Yankee." There were rumblings that it was possible Tanaka could head back to Japan, but for right now, he's a free agent. Also a free agent, James Paxton. I forgot to mention him because I forgot that he's actually a Yankee. So because they didn't extend qualifying offers to Tanaka or Paxton, they will not receive draft pick compensation if both players sign with other teams. It's possible Tanaka could come back on a club-friendly deal, but it's also possible that they could let him go because they don't think he's worth $19 million. We'll have to wait and see. Paxton's 2020 was decimated by injury, and when he was pitching, his velocity was down, so don't look for the Yankees to re-sign him. I mean, it's possible I could be wrong, but I think they would probably let him go. There are some free agents who were available, and I'm going to go through that list on tomorrow's show, so stay tuned for that. So, to run down everything, LeMahieu has extended a qualifying offer. Kahnle elects free agency. Jay Happ's option isn't picked up. Brett Gardner's option isn't picked up. Masahiro Tanaka and James Paxton are now free agents. The Yankees pick up Zach Britton's option.
and Giancarlo Stanton opted not to opt out. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow about possible free agents landing in the Bronx.